certainly appreciate and encouraged by the presence of each and every one. We do have visitors in our midst. We are grateful that you are here. We are encouraged by your presence, and we hope that you too will be encouraged and that you'll return during each and every opportunity that you may have. Appreciate that good reading of the scriptures that Carlos just gave for us from the book of James, and I'd like to encourage everyone to be turning their Bibles to the book of Proverbs. We're going to begin in Proverbs chapter 1 in just a moment as we prepare to engage in a study this morning about the characteristics of a wise man found in the Bible. You see, to be considered as one who is wise is a very commendable thing. It's very commendable to be considered to be one who is wise. And I venture to say that each and every one who is present here this day would like to be considered as one who is wise. So with the thought of being considered as one who is wise this morning, pressed upon our minds, let's spend just a few moments to explore what the Bible has to say about some characteristics of a wise man that we can find in the Bible. And let's begin there in Proverbs chapter 1, where we find that the Bible says a wise man will hear and increase in learning. There in Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse number 5 beginning, it is recorded, a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Here in the text that we just read, we learn that a true mark of one who is considered to be wise is the fact that they will hear an increase in learning. You see, a wise man, he is one who doesn't think that he knows it all, but rather he is one who is willing to hear and to listen to instruction that he may gain more knowledge and understanding. We go on to see, fast forwarding down there to verse 7, the fact that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You see, here we learn that reverence, sincere reverence that is, for the Lord our God is the beginning of knowledge. Did you know that? Did you know that if we're going to be one who is going to be considered as wise, one who is going to have knowledge and understanding, guess where it's going to begin? Having reverence for the Lord our God. But we go on to see there in verse number 7, the fact that fools despise wisdom and instruction. Think about that. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. But on the flip side of that coin, a fool will despise wisdom and instruction. Remember that. Don't be one who is considered a fool and be one who despises wisdom and instruction, but rather be one who is willing to listen and increase in learning. For as the Bible says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning. And there in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible says, teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Remember that. And let's be one who hears and increase in learning. But we also learn, going there to Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse number 19, that the Bible says that a wise man is one who restrains his lips. You see, someone once said, and I quote, God gave us two ears and one mouth. Therefore, we ought to listen twice as much as we speak. End quote. That's a good point, isn't it? That's a very good point. And you know, a wise man, he understands that. He realizes, as we learn here in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 19, that in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. A wise man understands that. And a wise man is one who restrains his lips. You see, we need to be mindful of the fact that sometimes we can be a little bit too chatty, right? Sometimes we can let our mouths talk and say things that we shouldn't. And we need to be mindful of the fact that in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Remember that. Be one who strives to avoid the sins of the tongue, as we just spent the last few weeks talking about in our adult Bible study class. Be one who, as we talked about in that series of lessons, who always thinks before you speak. Be one who chooses your words carefully, recognizing that in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, knowing that he who restrains his lips is wise. Remember that. And let's be one who only speaks when we have something worth speaking about, knowing that a wise man is one who restrains his lips. But the Bible also tells us, as we fast forward there to Proverbs chapter 11 and in verse number 30, that a wise man is one who wins souls. There in Proverbs chapter 11 and in verse number 30, it is recorded, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." You know, one soul is their most precious possession. There is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing that is more valuable or precious than one's soul. And one of the greatest exercises of wisdom is to win souls for the Lord. In the text here in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, it is implied here not only the fact that there are souls that need to be won, but also it informs us that one who wins souls is wise. Did you know that? You see, we need to understand the importance of being a people who seek to win souls for the Lord, knowing that there is no greater work that we can be engaged in than winning souls for the Lord. If the Lord wills, beginning next Sunday, we're going to begin a sermon series on soul winning. We're going to take the whole month of May, the Lord willing, to talk about the subject of soul winning. We're going to take time to talk about what it is. We're going to take time to talk about why it is important that we engage in being soul winners. We're going to talk about some reasons why I believe many of us are lacking in being diligent soul winners. And we're going to talk about some ways in which we can be better equipped to be soul winners for Jesus. Remembering, as we just read here in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, he who wins souls is wise. That's important. Remember that. And I can't think of anything that is more important than winning souls for the Lord. But going on there to Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse number 20, the Bible says, "A wise man is one who will walk with wise men." Did you know that, TJ? Did you know, as we learn here in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, that he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. That's important. That's not only important for our young people to understand, but it's important for each and every one of us here this day to be reminded of. You see, the fact of the matter is, we often become like those whom we spend the most time with. We often become like those who we spend the most quality time with. And it has been said that if you tell me about your closest friends, I'll be able to tell you about who you are. There's a lot of truth to that, isn't there? There's a lot of truth to that. And it's because of that that we need to be careful who we choose to spend quality time with. Simply put, BJ, we need to choose our friends carefully, don't we? The Bible talks about that there in Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse number 26. Write this down. This passage isn't on the screen. But there in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 26, it's recorded the righteous should choose his friends carefully. Why? Well, notice. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. Again, young people, remember that. Take heed to that instruction. Choose your friends carefully, knowing that the way of the wicked can and will lead you astray. That's serious, isn't it? You see, we need to remember that evil company corrupts good habits. 1 Corinthians 15:33. But you want to know something about that passage? We learn there in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 that evil company corrupts good habits. But on the flip side of that coin, I suggest to you that good company corrects bad habits. Think about that. Remember that. Be one who chooses your friends carefully. And be one who seeks to walk with those who are wise. Knowing, as the Bible says, that a wise man walks with wise men. Once more, if we want to be considered a wise man, we need to surround ourselves around people who are considered as wise. We need to follow their counsel. And for by doing so, we too will be wise. But we also learn there in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 16 that the Bible says, a wise man fears and departs from evil. You see, a wise man, he knows and appreciates evil for what it is. Not only does a wise man know what is evil, but he also appreciates it for what it is and will therefore keep himself from it. There in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16, it says, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. Again, we need to strive to be a people who not only knows what is evil, but we also need to understand the need to flee evil. We need to understand the need to depart from it. Again, a wise man, he knows what evil is. He understands it, and he appreciates it for what it is. And because of that, a wise man, he will not underestimate the influence of evil. He won't underestimate the influence of evil, but rather he will simply depart from it. And when we are a people who depart from evil, the Bible says you are considered to be wise. We go on to learn, going back there to the reading that Carlos gave for us a few moments ago there from James chapter 3, that the Bible says that a wise man will show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. And let's just go back there to James chapter 3, which Carlos so ably read for us a few moments ago, picking back up there in verse number 13. And notice this question that James asked. James asked, who is wise and understanding among you? I want you to stop and I want you to consider that question for a moment. Who is wise and understanding among you? Think about that. James is going to answer that question for us. He goes on to say, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Now before we go any further, James is going to, he's going to talk about and describe two kinds of wisdom in this text. The first kind of wisdom he's going to talk about and describe is wisdom that is earthly, sensual, demonic. And then he's going to talk about wisdom that is from above. He's going to talk about heavenly wisdom. And as we read this, I want you to be considering that question that James asks there in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Consider that as James goes on to describe these two types of wisdom. And as we're reading that, tell yourself silently, not out loud, but silently, which one describes you? Because picking up here in James chapter 3 and verse number 14, James writes, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Verse 17. "But the wisdom that is from above is what, James? Is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." As we read those passages in James chapter 3, as James described that two kinds of wisdom, that wisdom that is earthly, sensual, and demonic, and that wisdom that is from above, which one described you? Which one described you? Think about that. You see? Because as James tells us there in verse number 13, those who are wise among us, they will show by their good conduct that their works are done in the meekness of wisdom. You see, simply put, a wise and understanding person will show wisdom by the manner in which they live. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that it's easy to identify those who are wise simply by the way they conduct themselves and the manner in which they live? You see, we need to be mindful of that. We need to be mindful that when we follow that wisdom of the world, that wisdom that James describes as earthly, sensual, and demonic, we're serving the devil's purpose. You aware of that? You see, when we are those who have bitter envy, self-seeking in our hearts, when we boast and lie against the truth, when we are like that, we're serving the devil's purpose. But on the flip side of that coin, when we are those who are pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy, guess what? We are a people who are showing by our good conduct that our works are done in the meekness of wisdom. We are then a people who are following that wisdom which is from above. And when we do so, the Bible says, you will be considered one who is wise. But I also suggest to us this morning, the Bible says a wise man will hear and obey the Lord. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Matthew, the 7th chapter. As good Bible students, we're all very familiar with the context here in Matthew chapter 7. We're familiar here with Jesus as he's giving what is commonly referred to as his Sermon on the Mount. But as Jesus is continuing to teach what is commonly referred to as a Sermon on the Mount, I want us to notice these words of Jesus picking up here in verse number 21 of Matthew chapter 7. And here Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?'" Notice what he's going to say to them there in verse 23. "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now Jesus, he's going to use an illustration here. And notice, picking up here in verse 25, he goes on to say, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Think about that. As we were reading verses 24 through 27 there, what was the difference between the one who was deemed to be wise and the one who was deemed to be foolish? What was the difference? Did you catch that? Well, notice, we see that they both heard the sayings of Jesus, right? They both heard. We see that they both built their built a house and they felt secure. But what was the difference? The difference? The difference was in the foundation. You see, the wise man, he built his house on the rock. But the foolish man, he built his house on the sand. Simply put, the difference was the wise man did what he heard. And the foolish man, he did not. That's serious, isn't it? It's very serious. You see, sadly, there are too many today who think that all they have to do to be pleasing to the Lord is to hear and to declare Him and all is well. But what did Jesus say about that in verse number 21? What did Jesus say? Jesus made it very clear. He didn't stutter, did he, Steve? The fact that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does what? The will of my Father in heaven. It's not good enough just to hear, is it? But we also got to do. We got to obey. We can't just be hearers of the word only. But we got to be doers of the word. As we learned there in James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. It's important, isn't it? And if we want to be one who is considered as being wise, we must be one who hears and obeys the Lord. And failure to be one who hears and obeys the Lord, guess what? We're going to be like that foolish man who built his house on the sand. And what happened? What happened when the winds blew and beat on that house? It fell. And great was its fall. Serious, isn't it? Very serious. My friends, let us all be ever mindful of what we find in the Bible concerning a wise man. And may we all strive to obtain and maintain the characteristics of a wise man. Knowing, as we have discussed here this morning, it is far better to be wise than to be considered as one who is foolish. So what about you? What about you? You want to be wise? Are you going to choose to be foolish? The choice is up to you. But I encourage each and every one of us to strive to be one who is wise. And maybe there is one here this morning who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. You've heard the Word of God, and if you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sin. You can turn from sin and turn to God. And you can confess Jesus Christ, and you can be baptized into Christ this very hour. We got water behind us. It's ready. You can be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you can be raised up to walk in a newness of life. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1, verse number 2. And may we all always remember the need to always keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. Remembering the promise of Jesus in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God. Get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour while you still have that opportunity to do so. And if you'd like to enlist the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning, you'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation. Whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song David selected.